Good afternoon. Good to see you. Because I was in Tokyo last week from Tuesday to actually yesterday. I'm a member of our Bible College board committee, so I attended the graduation ceremony last Tuesday, and the board meeting was held from Wednesday to Friday. About to finish the meeting is about before 3 o'clock. The whole building starts shaking, but in Tokyo we have many earthquakes. You know, Tokyo is a city of earthquakes, so we got used to. Well, okay, another earthquake. But start shaking a little bit and start going, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger. And the building makes some strange noise. So the members, about 10, we just run away out of the building. And the other staff were Bible College students and teachers all get together in the yard, and we are thinking, wow, it's a big earthquake, you know. And somebody checked the internet and or the TV and said the big earthquake hit Tohoku area. And also, the earthquake didn't stop, you know, and shaking. And some were, but we did not know at the time what happened. But the TV news said the all trains are stopped in Tokyo, so we cannot leave. So we, including me, other pastors, member board meetings, they stay at the Bible College and just watching the TV. And I tried to call here, a church, my family, but didn't make it. So the line was busy. And I sent some emails, but didn't reach. But next morning, Saturday, in the night of February, we had earthquake many times, around 3 a.m., another big one. I was hit in, raised in Nagano Prefecture. So I woke up at 3:30 and just prayed, you know. And around 8, after breakfast, the TV news said some trains will start run again in Tokyo area. So I went to the station and wait, but the train did not come. I waited an hour and a half, and finally the train came. So I got on the train, and usually it takes about 40 minutes from our station to Shinagawa. It's the station we get the Shinkansen, but it took about 2 hours from that station to Shinagawa, because every station we have to stop and wait, because they make the train run with checking, you know. When the rail is okay, they just go. And little by little, one station and one station. All I could do is prayer or reading the Bible. And finally, I made the Shinagawa. I got to Shinagawa and take a Shinkansen. And I came back here around 4 yesterday. So that's why I said, thanks. Thank God so much, you know. And actually, I put my message on Facebook. And some friends said, oh, I'll pray for you for a safe trip to Hiroshima. And, you know, and Thank you for your prayer and thank you for prayer partners. But as you know, this earthquake and tsunami disaster will not end yet, because many people were not found yet, and there's and also the another different like fireworks or atomic what can I say?
Nuclear.
Yeah, they're still having some troubles, and the trains are not running, and all the roads, streets are broken, and so people cannot have food, no water, no electricity, no gas. We have about 15 churches in our group, Japan Eiji, 15 churches in Tohoku area. All churches are okay, but inside, a mess. And some pastors, some members, we couldn't reach. We couldn't make a contact. But we have to keep prayer for them. And we, as a church, we want to help them as much as we could. So the offering you offered today is the first help to them, but we want to keep helping them as much as we could. But we don't know yet, because the old packages couldn't be sent, you know. Someday, pretty soon, we'll find how could we help them. So we will do. We'll ask you, please bring this and this and this, you know. If you have time, do this and do this and that. We'll ask you more practically. Okay, before I start preaching, let me pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we are here today and we can meet together and we could have service. Lord, we know the many churches in this Tohoku area, the churches were broken or torn down or washed away by tsunami, and they could not have service. But Lord, also we know that many people are still waiting for rescue, and that many people lost their families, houses, and everything, Lord. Lord, this service, we just bow our heads down to you and we ask your help. And we want to know what we have to do and we can do, Lord. Lord, this is the time that the people all over the world will help each other, Lord. And this is the time that the people will love each other, Lord. Lord, we ask your guidance and protection. And Lord, we pray, make this service special. And we, in this moment, we want to know what you want us to know, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. While I was in train, in Shinkansen, I was reading the Bible, especially Psalms, and I found Psalm 46. Alex put this beautiful bulletin. Actually, this is the most beautiful bulletin I've ever seen in this church. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for your effort. But the reason why I put Psalm 46 is verse 3. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their
surging.
This is exactly what's happening, you know, in Tohoku area. Let me read from verse 1. God is our refuge. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Let's read together from first. Okay, go. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her as break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the sheaves with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen. Amen. I want to make sure that this earthquake and tsunami, actually this is the most devastating natural disaster in our country. God, but this is not the expression of God, nor judgment from God. This is natural happening. The problem is our human beings, the people, we live this in this natural system. So in that area, Tohoku area, had tsunami many, many times. Not this time, for over 1,000 years. That is the place they got tsunami many times. And we have, of course, we have concrete, you know, we build the strong housings, but it's not enough, you know. But again, I said, this is not the anger from God, nor the judgment from God. No. If God, the Bible says, if his voice, he lifts his voice, what the Bible says, the earth melts. Not just the earthquake nor tsunami. If he, God, lifts his voice, the earth melts. The whole earth will melt. If God express his anger toward us. On the contrary, the Bible said, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help. I love this word, ever-present help. In this devastating situation, God is not far away from us, but he is an ever-present help, and he is our refuge, and he is with us. The Lord Almighty is with us. Verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Verse 11, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The same sentences. Of course, verse 1, God is our refuge. You know, we have to understand that we live very dangerous planet. Our nature is beautiful and mild today, but we do not know when it happens. Some years ago in this city, got an earthquake too. This building got some broken. Yeah, it's not big like this earthquake, but the scientists said maybe this kind of this big, this size of earthquake couldn't happen in this area. We do not know. But in this century, our human beings have some misunderstanding that we are smart enough, you know, we are strong enough, and we are have high technique. We have internet, we have nuclear power, we have such and such, you know. But this one earthquake could break everything. We have to understand how small we are, how weak we are. Verse 10 says, He says, Be still and know that I am God. Be still. The Japanese Bible translated this words, abandon yourself. Abandon. Throw out, throw away, throw out yourself. I checked the New English translation says, he said, stop your striving. So one of interesting translation. Stop your striving. Be still. Why we have to be still? Why we have to be We have to stop our striving because we have to sit and still and think we are just a human beings. We are just just a creation. And we have to know He is the God. He is our God. God Man, creator, the creator, and creation. But this culture, you know, many inventions, technologies, makes our humans arrogant. This is the time to be humble in front of our God. Amen? This is a time to be humble. We are just a dust of the earth, right? We are just the dust of the earth. But this kind of small, sinful, weak species, this merciful God is our refuge. And He is with us And He loves us. And He helps us. And He is an ever-present help wherever we go, whatever we do. God helps us. This is a time that God is the only refuge. God is the only protection. We build many, we build beautiful city, we build up our town, we build up our culture. But one earthquake break them down. Only God, only our God could protect us. Of course we die. Of course we have this kind of disaster. But God can protect our souls, our spirit. Even though we die, God is with us. God protect us. I want to say God protects us, our hope. If we believe in God, if you trust in God, our hope never ceases. Our hope will never end. Because He's our God. He's our refuge. He helps us. He knows us. But unfortunately, the people in Japan, many people do not know. They just trust on their materials, their money, their technology. But please pray that the people can open their eyes. They're not physical eyes, but spiritual eyes, that they need unshakable refuge. They need the true God. They have to understand we're just a creation. We have to know the true God. I pray that, of course, this is the toughest time, but this is this time, this moment, change the heart of Japanese, my family. Please pray for that. And of course, we, even our Christians, in front of this disaster, we like we lose our strength and we are discouraged. But read the scriptures again and again. Verse 3. Verse 2 said, "Therefore we will not fear." I think this is very important. And this is the sign that we believe in God. We do not fear. The people who watch the news, they are so fearful. You know, they fear that this happened in this area. You know, my family, what we will do. But we Christians, we do not need to fear because God is our refuge. God is our refuge. He protects us. So we will show our faith that we will not fear, though the earth give way The mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with the surging. God is with us. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. We know God will finish this world. Jesus Christ will come. The end of this world will come. Of course, we know. And this is the sign that the coming of Jesus is getting close. Which means the time is getting short. The time we have, we share our gospel to the people is getting short. And so we have to open our eyes. Like Jesus said, watch, the time is close. Let's pray together. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, Lord. Our Heavenly Father, this is not the disaster in Tohoku area, but this is a disaster of Japan, of the whole world. Lord, we human beings think that we can protect ourselves, we can make strong culture and life. Lord, that this earthquake and tsunami teacheth that we are so weak, miserable. Lord, but we know you're a God, our God, and you're with us, and you are with them, the people who are starving and shaking, crying that they lost their families, their houses, and Lord Jesus, help them, encourage them, and give them hope. Lord, we also teach us what we have to do and what we can do as your servant and as the church. Lord, also we have this in this moment, we have to understand that we are just a creation. We have to be humble in front of you. And we have to realize that we will die easily. And we have to understand the time that Jesus Christ will come is getting close. We have to be watchful. Keep praying. Lord, burn our spirit. Pour your spirit, each one of us, Lord. Use us as your vehicle to spread your love, the neighbors, the people in this country and all over the world. Lord, thank again, you are our refuge and strength. Lord. Also pray for the church in Tohoku area. Lord, use those churches. Be the light of the world. Show your love to the people and help the people, encourage the people, Lord. Use the pastors and Christians, Lord. Lord, use the church in Japan. This is the time to show our love, to show the true love of God, Lord. Lord, thank you so much. We can trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's pray together for a moment. And Lord, pray for the people in Tohoku and pray for the churches and pray for this country, Lord. Let's pray together.